Richard Mendoza is commissioner of the city's Department of Public Works, which oversees the streetcar. During a city council committee meeting last week, he said the number of accidents isn't alarming compared to other cities with streetcars like Seattle.
Our performance on industry standard incident rates for our streetcar is acceptable and in line with the industry standard.
Cherie Rawls is a spokesperson for the Atlanta streetcar. She says since testing began last October, there have been a total of 11 streetcar accidents. Of those accidents, Rawls says in 9 of them, a driver of another vehicle was at fault.
We must take into account that people that are driving regular vehicles or personal vehicles have to get acclimated to the train being back on the road or that the streetcar is back on the road.
But in one of the accidents, a streetcar driver was arrested. According to the Atlanta Police Department, the driver was taken into custody on an unrelated traffic charge. That accident prompted City Council member Felicia Moore to ask why the Public Works Department didn't learn of the charge when it conducted background checks. Mendoza says the driver fell through the cracks.
We just did not do that check on that particular employee, to my knowledge.
Mendoza says the department's HR department is investigating. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.